So good morning, everybody. My presentation is about actuarial and statistical aspects of reinsurance in R. So first, I don't know if many of you heard about reinsurance. So what is reinsurance? Well, reinsurance is actually can be seen as insurance of insurance companies. So what they want to do is insurance companies typically have like fire insurance policies, car loss policies, and so on. But they want to transfer part of their risk for the large losses to another company who is more specialized in this matter. So what is going on then? The reinsurer is covering part of the insurance risk of the client. So the insurance company itself gets rid of part of its risk. And of course, the reinsurer doesn't do this for free. You pay a premium in return for this risk transfer. So a simple example is an excess of loss insurance. So what is happening, on the left here, I plotted what will happen if you have a regular insurance, so no reinsurance involved. On the right, what happens if there is an excess of loss insurance. So whenever there is a loss, for example, a big fire claim that's above a certain retention level, let's say 1 million euros, everything above this level will be covered by the reinsurer. So we see in this plot that the loss of a certain claim is below the retention level, so then everything has to be paid by the insurer himself, so that's indicated in dark blue. But whenever we have a claim that is larger than this retention level, it will be covered by the reinsurer, so indicated here in light blue. But of course, this gives a bit of a moral hazard to the insurance company because they, I mean, everything that's above the retention level, they don't need to pay, so they can just get rid of indicating exactly what should be paid. So what is happening then is that the insurance company can also impose limits so that everything between the retention level and the retention level plus a certain limit is paid by the reinsurer, but everything on top of that is paid by the insurer again so that he won't transfer too risky things without having any consequence of this. But what's the problem, of course, with these large insurance claims that they can be a threat to the solvency of the company. So, of course, the insurance company needs to make sure that at all times, whatever happens, which, even if there are big catastrophes, that it still need to be able to pay all the clients' claims. So they need to safeguard themselves against large insurance claims. So what do? Then they need to have suitable loss models to set premiums. To charge the clients, to calculate risk measures as wanted by the regulator, and to determine capital requirements for solvency regulations so that they always have enough capital aside in case catastrophes happen to make sure that they still remain solvent. And especially in reinsurance, it's of course crucial to model these large claims because, like I said, above the retention level is for the reinsurer in general. So they need to make sure that they model these large risks properly because otherwise the risk for bankruptcy is pretty high. And I myself work in extreme value theory. So extreme value theory, we model rare events with a large impact. So that's especially crucial for reinsurance and for insurance companies to try to model these rare claims, these large rare claims in order to set to have suitable loss models. And, of course, this is an R conference, so what is done around EVT in R? There are several packages. The most famous ones are Actuar, EV, F-Extremes, and QRRM. And there is a grand task, Q Extreme Value Analysis, which describes these packages in full. And my promoter, Jan Beyerland, he wrote a book on reinsurance, which will come out in October. So it's called Reinsurance, Actuarial and Statistical Aspects, so hence the name of my presentation. And I wrote an R package that accompanies this book. And what does it contain? It contains basic extreme value theory estimators and graphical methods, as have been around for years. But it's also important to know that several of these extreme value packages, they implement some of these estimators, but now a lot of these things are combined in one package, so we have a framework for all these estimators and plots. But what's more important is that we also provide extreme value estimators and graphical methods that are adapted for censored or truncated data, and especially splicing models, which are very useful for insurance, so I will talk about this later on in the presentation, and together also for insurance purposes, risk measures such as value at risk or premiums for these excess loss insurance are very important. So we combine all of this in the package, and so it accompanies the upcoming book on reinsurance. So what is splicing? Well, in insurance, people notice that there is often a large difference in behavior between small and large claims, as you can imagine. So it's not usually it's not not possible to have a single distribution, a standard distribution like a log normal, for example, that is suitable to describe the whole range of these losses. So what's the idea then? We have a distribution for the small claims on the one hand, a distribution for the large claims on the other hand. We combine them, we splice them together into a single distribution such that we can describe losses over the whole range of a distribution. And typical examples include like a light-tailed distribution for the body, so small and moderate claims. Typical examples are an exponential, log normal, Weibull, mixture of exponentials. And for the tail, often a Pareto or a generalized Pareto distribution is used. But we try to not use these standard distributions, but have a more general framework. Excuse me. So what we do for the body, we use a mixture of Erlangs. So that's joint work with my colleague Rue. And what's a mixture of Erlangs? Well, an Erlang distribution is just a gamma distribution with an integer shape. So we mix several of them together with a common scale parameter. And what's the advantage of doing this? Well, this class of mixed Erlang distributions is dense in the space of positive continuous distribution. So it's a very flexible class to be used to be able to approximate a positive continuous distribution. But the problem is it is as an exponentially, asymptotically exponential tail. So what does it mean? If we have heavy tail data, as is often the case in insurance, well, we need a lot of these Erlang components in the mixture to fit it, to fit the data appropriately, so that leads to overfitting, of course. And then on the other hand, if you have an exponential tail, you might seriously underestimate risk, which is, of course, not what we want. So that's why we propose a splicing model with the mixed Erlang distribution for the body, so we still have this flexibility to approach a lot of distributions. But then we add a Pareto distribution for the tail in our splicing model to also have the good description of the large losses to model risk properly. But the main problem with insurance data is that it can take quite a long time before an insurance claim is developed. So if you have, for example, a car crash, you have hospital bills, you have maybe disability problems, you have road damage and so on, everything that needs to be covered, and it's typically not covered in 1 year. It takes sometimes even 20 to 25 years before a claim is closed. And at the meantime, you still need to be able at any given moment to try to estimate how much this claim will cost in total. But the problem is then, of course, that we have a lot of censoring since we don't know at any given moment what the claim cost will be. So on the left, I plotted two claim paths. So at the end of every year, the full black line indicates was already paid by the insurance company to the insured. And you see it gradually increases. And at the end of the period, which is indicated by the dashed line, here we know what the exact amount is. So here we don't have any censoring, it's pretty easy. But on the other hand, for other claims, we might at the end of the period, we don't know what the final amount will be. And then insurance companies typically use another source of information called incurs, which are these payments, so the full black line. But on top of that, they estimate, by using experts, they estimate how much they think that the final claim amount will be. Usually these estimates are pretty conservative. And that gives, of course, an interval between what is already paid and what these experts think. So we can use an interval censoring framework to model the final claim amount. So for this claim, it will be somewhere here in between. If these incurs are good estimates, which they typically are. But of course, if we have censoring, that makes life a bit more difficult. So in the splicing context, we would have a single distribution here on the first part. So the splicing point T indicates where the two distributions are spliced together. So in the first part, we would have a mixed Erlang distribution. In the second part, we would have a Pareto distribution. And in terms of modeling, when we use likelihood modeling, it's pretty easy to separate the two components if you only have distributions that contribute to the first part, so the mixed Erlang, or only to the second part, to the Pareto. So whenever a data point is exactly observed, it's easy because we know it contributes to one of the two. And also for some intervals, where here the left interval boundary is then the amount is already paid, and the right interval boundary, the UI, is then what the experts think that needs to be paid in total. So here these intervals are either in the left part or the right part, so that makes optimization also pretty easy. But of course it can also be that the interval covers a splicing point, so that means that it both contributes to the mixed Erlang part and the Pareto part, and that we cannot do separate optimization anymore. And to solve this, we use the expectation maximization algorithm in order to have a framework to be able to handle these kind of observations. So it's a bit technical. Now some applications, whenever we apply it to a certain data set from motor third-party liability insurance or your mandatory liability insurance that every car needs to have, we try to model this. And then using the R package, you can, of course, compute the model. But also several goodness of fits plots are available because not every model that you can compute fits the data properly. So you, of course, need to take care of this. So what I did is like every output of this fitting algorithm gives a splice fit object, which is an S3 class. And then using this S3 class object, we can pretty easily apply several goodness of fit methods. So the first one, we can put the empirical distribution function and the fitted distribution function on one graph together with some confidence intervals to see indeed that so the black line is the fitted one, the red line is the empirical one that is pretty close. Secondly, we can also make a probability plot for survival probabilities in order to see how good these fits are. And it's all pretty easy using this splice fit object. And finally, EQQ plus, which shows the empirical quantiles and the fitted quantiles. So we see that in the tail, it's pretty OK, except the last few observations. But the reason that it deviates a bit is because the Turnbull estimator, which is generalization of the Kaplan-Meier estimator to interval censored data, is pretty sensitive if your final observations are censored. So that's the reason it deviates a bit in the end. But what is most important for these insurance companies is not only a goodness of fit, but they, of course, want to compute these premiums or these risk measures, which we can also do. So for the excess of loss, which I showed in the beginning, we can then compute the premiums pretty easily. That's the black line over here as a function of the retention level, because you need to choose from what part on the reinsurance company will come into play. And also limits, which are typically added in these contracts, we can easily add into the estimation of the premiums, and as indicated by the dashed line. So it's all implemented in the package for reinsurance to use. And then finally, for solvency regulations, they need to typically calculate value at risk. That's just, of course, a fancy word for a quantile function, and we can also easily calculate this. So to summarize, our package implements a lot of extreme value theory in R, where the focus is on extreme value theory for censored and truncated data, because this happens a lot. I didn't talk about truncated data here, because this arises a lot in insurance applications. And especially what is typical for these reinsurance applications that we need is global methods, the risk measures, and so on. So that's all implemented in the package. It's available at CREN and also at source code at GitHub. And moreover, there's also an introduction to the package in the vignette for people who want to check this out. So thank you for your attention. I didn't talk too much about this, but for the threshold estimation, we tend to use extreme value methods to see where this is appropriate. So this is not automatic at all, because we applied automatic methods available in earlier papers, and they usually tend to not give a suitable threshold. If you use the goodness of fit, you see that's usually way too low. So that's why we don't have an automatic method for this, that we rely on a bit of expert judgment to estimate this.
There's another question. We have a microphone. Okay, then let's thank Tom, and we'll pass on to the